Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, a Kansas City Chiefs training camp update brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And now, fresh off the salad bar from one of Hy-Vee's over 240 locations, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Touchdown, Kansas City! Hey, Kansas City,
it's so good to be here. As we welcome in Mitch Holtis for his daily training camp update, brought to you by Hy-Vee, official grocery store of the Kansas City Chiefs. We hear from Chris Jones. And Mitch, we've talked about the defense a few times now throughout these training camp updates. And the thing that I always think about is just how much, I don't know, carried is the right word, but certainly helped a lot in the early portion last year when the offense was struggling.
Yeah, for sure. And when the season turned last year after a 3-4 start, I think the way it ended up, people kind of forgot that it was pretty rough in that first 7 weeks of the season, but the defense was the turnaround. But as I've intimated to you all these last 2 weeks, this is Chris Jones's camp. He's been the most dominant guy in this camp on either offense or defense, and it's every day. It's not, hey, he looked good Tuesday and last Thursday. He was that way again today. If he stays in this place, he will be one of the top three defensive linemen in this league. I mean, interior defensive linemen in this league this year. I kid you not. Not with his size and power. And something's got into this guy, and he's just getting after it.
Mitch, like, you know, we talk about what a good season will look like for player X, for player Y. He had 16.5 sacks back in 2018. Since then, 9, 7.5, and 9. Is getting back into that double-digit range something that he has openly talked about or perhaps not?
Yeah, Robbie, also look at pass defense because it's not just sacks for Chris Jones. One is his ability to disrupt, even if he doesn't knock the pass down, to disrupt the physics of the pass. A tip, change the aerodynamics. His 7'3 wingspan, and as athletic as he is, he can disrupt the play. And a tip pass, I've often said, is the most devastating non-play of a football game because you have a slant open for a 25-yard gain to Keenan Allen and the pass didn't even get there. Well, that's Chris Jones. The other is he's got 10 forced fumbles in his career, two fumble recoveries. Mm-hmm. He's just got a lot of marks. But somebody today came up to me because we were talking about Chris Jones dominating again today, and they said, no postseason sacks has got to bug him. And it's not something you really talk about until you get to the postseason, but to have 50 sacks, which only Aaron Donald has more since John's stat, since he's gone and where he's at in vacation, this is a John stat. Only Aaron Donald has more sacks among interior defensive linemen since 2016 than Chris Jones. And yet Chris Jones has zero, Robbie, in the postseason. So maybe he's a man on a mission. I don't know. But it's not just the sack total. It's all the other ways Chris Jones can affect a game. And his run defense has been good. That's not always been his forte, but it's been good in this camp.
Speaking of being a man on a mission, Mitch, you will be a man on a mission traveling to Chicago. You excited to get to the Windy City tomorrow?
I am. Seriously, I am. Love Chicago. You know, get up there a lot for basketball. I don't know what architect did the new Soldier Field. It was high. But that's the only disappointment. And you saw today, maybe today or yesterday, Cairo Santos, who was our former place kicker, practiced on bad park in Florida. He was looking for terrible field conditions to practice on because that's what he kicks on at Soldier Field. This has not been a good PR week for the Bears. Ryan Poles was our assistant. He was our assistant GM. He's in the hot seat, big seat now. Like, if I see him and go, hey, Ryan, how's your week been? You know, so it's something every day now coming out of. And now NFL.com listed him as the worst team in the NFL going into the season. I'm like, wow, been a bad week in Chicago.
Certainly has been. Mitch Holtis joins us each and every day. At this time, we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, brought to you by Hy-Vee. What do we got on tap tomorrow, Mitch?
Going to give you the checklist. We're going to write down your grocery list, speaking of Hy-Vee, but the grocery list will be what could, should happen for the Kansas City Chiefs to have a successful Saturday in Chicago.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Mitch. We will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. See you, Josh. See you, Robbie.
Mitch Holtis joins us each and every day at 4:30 as we talk about the Chiefs. You got credit for that question.
I mean, it was a great question by me.
That was awesome. Talk to Mitch again tomorrow ahead of the game on Saturday versus the Chicago Bears. The first full week now of the preseason.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very excited.
Starts tonight.
Thank God we have in bed of the day.
I'm not that excited.
Well, I mean, I'm not, but I'm excited to have it in bed of the day.
Yes, I am too.
Nick
made it sound like I made it sound like I was going to be, you know, like hunkering down, watching a lot of preseason football.
You know what I'm excited to do? I'm excited to have it on in the background.
Yes,
that's what I'm excited to do.
I'm not going to be doing a lot of like game tape.
No, absolutely.
A lot of all 22 film on the preseason.
You're not going to break down each team and figure out they're strong?
I'm excited.
If they're strong?
Strong suits.
Oh, I see.
I'm excited that it exists. I'm excited that it means we're closer to real football.
That's the good part.
It's the proximity to real football that really excites me.
Yeah,
How old is this game?
Mid-90s?
Yeah, mid-90s.
It's a Lou Holtz game, so it's got to be mid-90s.
Let's see. 1995.
So the epitome of the mid-90s.
Oh, yeah. Literally. The middle of the 90s.
The middest of the 90s.
Nick was -2.
So that means it was Ron Paulus.
He was going to win 2 Heismans, R.A.P. Beano.
3.
3 Heismans. Is that what Beano said?
That was the quote, was Ron Paulus was going to win 3 Heismans.
Yikes. I just looked it up, by the way, on NFL Network. If you're wanting to get your football fix tonight, Giants at Patriots.
Dope.
Giants at Patriots.
Get your Daniel Jones in.
We'll have some discussion about them coming up in a sportsmanlike content next hour. Things seem weird. Like, I know we spent some time talking about
the
Tom
Giants
Brady.
Or the Patriots.
The Patriots.
It's odd up there.
Their offense seems to be doo-doo.
It's
doo-doo, baby.
Can I just say this BTN Classic game?
Yeah.
Between
future Big Ten opponent Notre Dame and current Big Ten opponent Ohio State?
Yeah. Has led me down a rabbit hole of former Notre Dame quarterbacks.
Yeah, I walked back in here during the break, and you were just like, you said a name out loud, and I'm like, what? What's going on here?
The other one that I was trying to remember the name was Arnaz Battle.
Oh, that's a great
name. Do you remember Arnaz Battle?
Vaguely. Was he early 2000s? Was that when Arnaz Battle was there?
He was. Guess how many games he started at Notre Dame his entire career?
14.
2.
Oh, wow.
Do we know that name?
Wow, because we're sickos. Why? We're college football sickos.
I would have guessed he was the starter for the better part of, like, maybe 2 different seasons.
Was he 02 or was he 01?
00.
2000?
I'm guessing he backed up in the other 2 years and got playing time.
Okay.
But according to this list, which Wikipedia is never wrong, Arnaz Battle, 2 starts in 2002.
Wow.
Or in 2000, and those were his only starts.
Wow. All right.
That was a big Jarius Jackson guy.
Early 2000s. What an era.
Carlisle Holiday.
What an era.
Matt LaVecchio.
Now that's a name I remember. Matt LaVecchio.
We're doing that thing again where we're just dudes naming off names.
Yes.
Ron Pollard.
It was a classic show that day.
Yeah.
Malik Zaire.
I'm trying to think. Michigan State football. Who's the first player you think of? Go.
Kirk Cousins.
Wow. That's a bummer.
Jeff Smoker.
Jeff Smoker. That's part of the era. Who was the big running back?
T.J. Duckett.
Yes.
Yeah.
That dude was massive.
He was enormous. I think
we each get one more, then we go to break.
I think
one more team.
We can do whatever we want, Nick.
Yeah,
I'm your producer.
We're ahead of schedule right now.
Nick.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna name as many random college football players as I damn well please.
Why, you jerk? Washington.
As I damn well please.
Washington.
Steve Empman.
I think we did this one. I think I said Brock Huard.
Brock Huard's a
Brock
good
Huard,
one.
Yeah.
Who was their quarterback?
Marquez Tuiasosopo.
Nice. That's, I think, who Schaefer said.
Love Tuiasosopo.
Who was the quarterback who took them to the playoff a few years ago?
Playoff?
Who was their quarterback that year?
Was it 2015?
16.
Lake? Or is that the coach?
Yeah, that was their coach. Dang it.
Shoot.
Washington Huskies.
It wasn't who Jake Locker. Who I think was, Jake Locker.
He threw a million interceptions versus Nebraska.
I do
that
think
year.
Of Jake Locker a lot.
That was a great year.
I like Jake Locker a lot.
Jake Browning. That's who it
Isn't
was.
Isn't he a Georgia transfer?
No, you are thinking of.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he wasn't
are
on the
you
roster.
Positive.
This is. Are you going to Arrested Development Parks and Rec yourself again? You're thinking of. Who are you thinking of? In 2018, is that when they had the quarterback that transferred? Mm. I know who you're thinking of. I just can't remember.
Didn't
his
they
name.
Have? They had a Georgia.
Jacob Eason.
Oh, so it was a Jake.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Jacob Eason.
Yeah, Jake Browning and Jacob Eason.
Okay.
Eason? Boise?
Eason?
Yeah.
Eason?
All right. There you go, Nick. We're done.
Well, for now.
Yeah, we still got an hour and 17 minutes
left
in the show.
I reserve the right to name as many random college football players as a damn well please.
Oh, it's great radio. It's super exciting to listen
Actually,
to.
Actually, this probably plays really well to our base.
It does. When we did this a couple weeks ago, people were losing their mind having so much fun.
I bet people love this.
Maybe
this
it's one of those things where it was better the first time
no,
than
this
every
is one
other
of those
time.
Things that...
Javorski Lane, says Allen.
Ooh, that's
nice.
That's a good
name.
He was
name. The Texas A&M running back, right?
Yeah, that's a terrific
dude was
name.
Massive.
Sir Parker, Texas A&M.
Sir Parker. Another good game.
Yeah.
Their name. Yeah, it's a
Gabriel?
Great game. Parker.
Sir Parker scored the touchdown that knocked Kansas State out of the playoff in 1990, or in the BCS in 1998 in overtime.
Oh, man.
Big help for Florida State. Appreciate that. Good job, Sir Parker.
But they lost to Tennessee.
That's because they had a third-string quarterback playing.
Yeah, they did. Isn't it crazy to think that Kansas State, like...
was literally, like, one play away from being in the BCS championship.
Let me give you another one, too. Okay, because you know how in college football we said you have to be a top X recruiter if you're going to win a national championship because, like, that has been proven? We were so close, Ravi, in 2012. Thank you, Nick. We were so close to getting Notre Dame kicked out, or left out of the playoff and instead having Kansas State versus Oregon. Can you believe that we almost had Kansas State and Oregon in the national championship in 2012, but they lost on the same night? Oregon lost to Stanford, and Kansas State lost to Baylor. Notre Dame wasn't going to get in the title game.
That's true.
Kansas State was going to be. And I know people around here hate K-State, but gosh, that would have been so
It would have been remarkable.
Oregon would have won the title because they played in the Fiesta Bowl and they smoked them.
Yeah.
They smoked them.
Yeah. Also, Oregon was better.
So think about this, too. Let's just say Oregon loses and Kansas State wins. We would have then had Kansas State versus Notre Dame.
Yes.
And I don't know who wins that game.
No, I think that would have been a rock fight, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
A lot of rock fighting.
And then a month later, Manti Te'o's invisible girlfriend still would have died.
No, she died before that.
Oh, that's... Well, we would have found out.
We would have found out that it was a fake girlfriend. Mid-season was when all that stuff went down.
That's right, yeah. What a time. What a time to be alive. 10 years ago this year.
Love it.
I don't love the fastness of the time.
No.
It's moving too fast.
Well, yeah.
Nick, hold on to time.
Well, I've heard...
While you still have it. While you're still young.
It's a concept. How am I going to hold on to a concept?
Hold on to it.
It's because our frame of reference is different, right? Like, when you were a kid, like, a year was 10% of your life.
Yeah, it's all perspective.
Damn. Now, when you're 35, it's like less than, you know, like I'll go 30 because numbers are easier. It's like a 30th of your life a year. So it actually is faster.
Wow. I didn't think about it that way.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, the older you get, and then you're 100.
Yeah, it's like it's 1%
of your life. I always think about getting to 100, like in the perspective of like, you know how like we turn 50 and it's like, damn, that guy's old. It's like, you're going to live 50 more years after being considered an old.
I'm going to be honest. That seems too long.
Yeah, I don't want to be 100.
I'm not really interested in being 100.
I think we just accidentally roundabout did that Five for Fighting song.
I want to...
Called 100 Years.
Oh, okay. Good song.
I want to...
Maybe?
I think I want to check out around like 80.
I was going to say, 80 seems like a good...
80 seems about right.
That's a song name, Nick. 80 seems like a good time to die.
Yeah.
80 seems right.
Melancholy white type stuff.
Yeah, that's some real wallow in your melancholy whiteness.
When we return...
Melancholy whiteness, band name.
We'll move on from our melancholy whiteness. But we got a question from Charlie yesterday about the Northwestern game.
Charlie.
That starts with, I agree with a lot of takes that the Northwestern game is one of the most important games on the schedule. However, and that's where we're going to pick up.
Ooh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.